Hello, welcome, namaste, welcome to Winning Karma. And I just want to say, how are you? Ask you how you're doing. These powerful questions we need to ask ourselves as well, yeah? So today I want to talk about the topic of a rarer you. And a rarer you refers to the idea of how important self-mastery is on the path to success, on the path of excellence. And what do I mean by a rarer you? Well, first of all, before I dive into that, let me first say thank you to all of you who listen, who support, encourage. And it means a lot. It means a lot to us. It means a lot to me personally. Many of you have stuck through us from the thick and thin from the beginning of the show. And we've been here for a while now. It's over a decade. And I'm eternally grateful to you for listening. What makes me more grateful is if somebody steps up and acts according to the information that is given and improves their life in their lot. That really makes me feel very good inside, and it just empowers me and encourages me to do more. So a rarer you. What is a rarer you? A rarer you is a reference to self-mastery, and it is essential, it is imperative. So when you start on this path to success, when you start on the path of self-improvement, when you start on this path to be more productive, more energetic, more courageous, make more harder decisions, make tougher decisions, feel uncomfortable, you have to draw out a rarer you. A rarer us, if you want. And I mean this in the sense that you'll have to do things you're probably not used to doing. But the mindset is absolutely essential. What kind of mindset is brought into this whole thing will determine how far you'll go. So the way in which you react, and the way in which we react to things and circumstances, are we easily offended? Do we get drawn into a situation where somebody deters us because of words or actions and things to the such like that, where people say and turn around, you can't do this, you can do this, you can't do this, why would you be able to do this? No, you don't have this, you don't have the chutzpah, you don't have the charisma, you don't have this, you don't have that. And if we're drawn into that, then we've got to understand one fundamental thing. If we don't address our self-mastery, if we don't address the whole concept of who we are, why we are, and where we're going, then it means naught. But if we're willing to take the chances and understand that, yeah, I've got to do something here. I've got to reach out to deep within my well of inspiration and come up with a newer me, a rarer you, or a rarer me. And I say it's rarer because most of us spend time living a mundane existence, the 9-to-5 or the 9-to-6, and we become automatons, and all we're constantly doing is grinding away and doing what we did yesterday today. So for a rarer you to be drawn out, we have to try different things. Sometimes try different things is one thing, but we might have to try doing things which we normally do in a different way. And the reason I'm saying this is if we try different things, it will expand our thinking. It will help us to engage our brain cells. In fact, I just wanted to add that the brain is very plastic, and we actually can improve ourselves by learning new things, learning new skills, exposing ourselves to new vistas of life. It will help us. So the first and foremost thing we have to be is inspired. If we're inspired towards our own self-mastery. And remember, I say inspiration comes before motivation. It can often be a contentious point with people, yeah? But at the end of the day, what really needs to do, what matters is you. You matter. And we sometimes think we don't matter, but we do. Every one of us matters on this earth. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what your educational background is. It doesn't matter how much, how well steeped you are in academia, or it doesn't matter your height, it doesn't matter your color, it doesn't matter your religion, it doesn't matter which football team you support, it doesn't matter. You matter. And once we realize that, and we actually take the steps towards excellence, and we actually take the steps towards our own self-mastery, in understanding who we are, how we react will absolutely determine where we're going and how we're going to get there. If we become the people, if we are of the mindset where something happens and we're suddenly just discouraged, then that will really impede our progress. So bringing out a rarer you, a rarer us, a rarer we, a rarer me is essential. And self-mastery is the way to do that. Self-mastery is basically the idea, the premise of understanding how we react in a different situation. Also, how we can improve our situation by understanding our emotions, our fears, and our behaviors towards something. So I just want to make sure that we all understand that concept of self-mastery, and understanding that if we can get to that level where self-mastery is essential, it's a key for our own improvement, then we stand a better chance of moving forward. And that is important. Be inspired by things, of course. Watch things. Be inspired by people. Read things that inspire you, jump, make you stir. I say it this way. Do the things that stir you and spur you. If you can do that, you can move forward, right? And it's only possible if we take that very first step. Faith is seeing the first step. You may not see the staircase, but seeing that first step will open up possibilities. And I feel many of us are underserved by our own emotions. We're underserved by who we are. We're underserved and we're discouraged by ourselves and our situations and things that people say and people do. And maybe that's discouraging us to a level, but it is up to us. It is up to us to draw out the rarer you, the rarer we, the rarer us. Now, as I say this, I mentioned this before, I am going to be launching a free ebook, and I'm doing this because last year was very, let's just say it was it's an episode in history that will never be forgotten. And for many reasons, the pandemic being one of them, the main reason, some things globally that have happened that nobody ever thought would happen, right? But looking at our lot, our circumstances, and then looking at a situation, I felt that I had to do something, and I have written a book, and the book will be launched by the end of the month, and the book is called The Best 365. And the reason I'm giving away this book as opposed to actually selling this book is I want you to have a reference, a frame of reference. And I want you to have this frame of reference, and it's going to be quite comprehensive. Naturally, there's not everything I can put into this publication, but what I have done is it's not a 5-page or a 10-page or a 15-page typical ebook. This is a book that is right now, it's about 40 pages. So it's a book, it's a real book. And the reason I'm writing this book is because I want to make sure you have the greatest opportunities to live the best 365 this year. At least kickstart and help you on that path. So that book will be launched, I'm hoping, by the end of the month. And if not, then the first week of February. And I want to make sure I get that book right, because that's a good frame of reference. So it may take a little time, but the book is almost done. And I want you to have a copy. And what I feel is most important for you is to understand that there is good reference material in there. There are things in here that may seem self-explanatory, may seem obvious, but at the same time, I'm going to ask you a question, then why aren't you doing it? I respect and revere every one of you as people, all committed to excellence, trying to do their best in life, but there are certain things that are tried and tested that need to be done. And if we can do that, the very basic, the very bedrock, the very foundation steps will be outlined in this book. Some things will give us an aha moment, a eureka moment. And we have to understand that. When we hear that, we've got to understand that this is what we have to put into practice. There's nothing in that book that's difficult. Nothing that will require a financial investment, because I'm taking care of the publication cost of the book, right? So I'm going to be giving you that book And listen, and if you feel, even my goal with this book is not to engage further if not needed, right? My book, my whole aim is to give this as a gift, and it's a small gift, I understand that. But if I can help somebody draw out the rarer you, the rarer them, the rarer we, and then I feel absolutely encouraged by it. Because remember, this is a quid pro quo. As when I see people doing well, when I see people encouraged to move forward, I'm also spurred on. So that kind of emotional contagion is so very important and essential. So with that said, three words, the credo that we live by in the show: keep on winning. Don't give up. Stay the course. And I will let you know about the book. If you follow me on Facebook, it's Winning Karma. Go to that page with lots more content coming there. There's a YouTube channel that's being revived. There's a lot more happening. There's even a going to be a private Facebook group for Winning Karma. And that's all going to happen this year. Because I'm committed to delivering the best material that I can, which I've learned over the years. And I just want to say, I don't just put stuff into the books. I put it into practice. If I believe something, I'm going to try it myself. And if I try it myself, I want to make sure that when you try it, that it there is some level of efficiency and effectiveness. So remember, first thing is that when I have that book ready, I'll let you know. I'll even, those people who follow me on LinkedIn, I'm not too difficult to find. Please leave a message and I'll send you the book when it's ready. But it will be ready by the end of the month, or at least the first week of February. This will have some good nuggets in there. This will have some inspirational things that we can just put into practice. More or less, it's going to help us to introspect and hopefully initiate the path towards success for us. And I'm also very committed to helping you. So what I want to say once more before I go is keep on winning. Please, I know there's a lot of deviations, a lot of distraction right now, but please stay the course. Things will get better as they always do. Thank you, and keep on winning.